And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Maxa and Corey Sandin. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And we have a great show for you today. It is the Christmas Spectacular. Woo-hoo! Yes, indeed. The wild and crazy antics of our listeners and our callers and our texters and all kinds of fun stuff here on Let's Talk Hookup. And boy, Santa Claus is so good to us this year. Wait till you hear the list of prizes. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Sports Grid Radio Network, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 1090 AM.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rock Cod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Hey, San Diego, the Ford Get Holiday Ready sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. The biggest deals of the year to finish 2024, featuring America's best-selling truck, Ford F-Series, leading for 47 straight years. Or check out the full lineup of versatile Ford SUVs, including Bronco or Bronco Sport. Don't wait. Come take a test drive today. Get holiday ready only at your local San Diego County Ford dealers. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Here it is, a year in the making, and it's already back, man.
Yeah.
The Christmas Spectacular.
The Christmas Spectacular is here, and Corey, welcome. Glad to have you with us. We got the whole team here.
Right.
And going to be fun. And, of course, our real team are you out there, our listeners, our callers, and our texters that really make it happen. Want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, and thanks to everybody that made this year possible for Let's Talk Hookup and our success. And it's all about you and our sponsors and helping people out and going fishing, right?
That's what it's about.
That's it. So we've got a lot going on this morning, and of course it's just us three talking about. We can talk a little bit about fishing. We did what a great show yesterday. If you missed yesterday's show, and you're a surface iron fisherman, it was a good one, huh, Corey?
I love it, man. Yeah. Are you kidding me? I've been telling Rick after listening to Danny Wade and Brandon, and now and Bodan on again. I'm pumped, man. I want to do it.
You've gotten some really good. I mean, like the core of surface iron true experts in here recently.
Yeah.
Pete, it's been really fun. It's cool to get the different opinions from different guys. You know, Danny in like the hardcore old school sport boat, Matt Brawla, arguably the young hot shot, you know, and like how those guys
differ. Matt was great yesterday, wasn't he?
Gosh, yeah, awesome.
And
that guy is
too.
Crazy. And of course, yeah, everybody.
Yeah, Bodan, unbelievable.
And Benny Florentino on the skiff side of things lately. Like, it's just been some, I said it before, like, that's what I love so much. You never want to call it the off season. We don't really have an off time, but that's one of the things I like so much about this time of year is you get to really dive deep
different
into
stuff.
Those kinds of things. Yeah,
yeah.
It's been great.
It's fun. Yeah,
a lot of fun.
A lot of great shows lined up for 2025.
Oh,
it's hard to say, right? 2025.
Hard to believe.
Yeah. But, of course, the big thing that's happening in 2025 is going to be January 4th, and that is our big move back to 97.3 The Fan, as well as our own hosted stream by Backbone Media. Thanks, George, for that. So January 4th, we will our radio portion of it. Of course, we're going to stay on the app. The app. Nothing's going to change on the app.
That's what we say. It's the safest place.
Nothing is going to change on Facebook and YouTube Live. What will change is we will no longer be on 1090 AM or Sports Grid. And sadly, to leave Sports Grids, and especially guys like JP, because Sports Grid's been so good to us. And also Andres Bucharas, too, at 1090 AM. He was such a wonderful guy to work with. It's just, we just, the format on 1090 is religious Spanish right now, and that's just not our gig, right?
But good for them.
And it's great for them.
Yeah.
And, of course, our friend Mark Paskin, who does the oldies during the day there. Fun. But it's just too much of an eclectic mix. I didn't think it was really bringing Let's Talk Hookup any new listeners. So that's our goal, is bringing new and exposing new and special people to Let's Talk Hookup. And what a perfect avenue to being on The Fan, the Padres station. The popularity since we were there 4 or 5 years ago, was it 4 years ago?
Has
boomed. Yeah. I mean, they are like top station in San Diego. So it's really going to, and it's such a great group of people. A lot of the same people we used to deal with over there. Adam Klug, the program director, and of course Peter, the sport, the sales manager. All those great people are still there. The beautiful studios are still there.
Yeah, it's but pretty spectacular.
But they said, are you going to do it from our studios? No, we're going to do it right here in the world headquarters. Because we're right next to the fleet here, and that's where we need to be.
The Fan studios are impressive. I mean, they are show-stopping impressive. It is really, really nice. Of all the years getting to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup and all the great facilities we've worked at, that was the most... I mean, they have a concert opportunity, live music inside the building. Like, it is very impressive.
They have a lot of stations in there.
But there's nothing as impressive as looking out the window of the world headquarters and seeing the Royal Polaris back up with a load of cow tuna. And when you open the door to the world headquarters, like, you can hear dock carts pushing down the dock and guys loading up on long-range boats. And it might not be as fancy as the Fan Studios, but this is the home.
This is it. This is where we need to be, and this is where we're going to stay here for our broadcast. So that's January 4th. We'll be live on the Fan from 7 to 8 a.m. And then if you're listening to us, of course, if you're listening to us in L.A. and Orange County, you're going to have to listen to us on the app or on YouTube and Facebook Live, because the signal just doesn't go that far.
Yeah, with every up, there's always a down, and that's the down.
And also, they didn't have available 8 to 9 a.m. on Saturday on the Fan, so we are going to be streaming on our app and YouTube and Facebook Live. So when you listen to us on the Fan from 7 8 on Saturday, you're going to have to make sure that you have the app or YouTube and Facebook Live to catch the second hour of the show. I have a little motive for my madness on there, but we'll figure that out later. But and then Sunday, of course, 7 to 9 a.m. will be on all platforms. So be aware of that starting January 4th, which is 2 weeks from yesterday. Hard to believe that, right? The new year starts with Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan, YouTube and Facebook Live, and our network, our app, and also you can stream on our website too. So a lot going on there.
Just download the app. Make it easy.
Download the app is the easiest thing, or log on to our YouTube and Facebook Live, and that's the easiest thing. You can probably see, if you're watching us on the camera, lots of new equipment. We have new gear here. The world headquarters is loaded with new streaming gear and new communications gear, and we're getting that all set up and ready for January 4th. So be aware of that. So
I do have to talk about the new equipment, though. I'm a little bit bummed. I mean, I don't want to say that you promised me that you would try, but I came into the show knowing I was going to have a buzzer today.
Yeah,
and
I know this.
I mean, I'm gonna buzz. Don't get me wrong.
This Rodecaster that we got has all that ability.
I know,
but
it's brand new.
But it's brand new, and I haven't figured it out yet. George has been helping me a lot. And number two, it only works on the stream.
Right.
So we're not streaming on that stream yet until January 4th. When we do have Ricky, I promise you this.
All right.
After January 4th, you're gonna have all these buttons right here where you're gonna have all kinds of weird sounds if you want.
So I might have a buzzer just in a regular show.
Just
Just to do it, a buzzer, a party of Hills and Ventura buzzer.
There might be a Doug and Montebello buzzer. Who knows?
You might get wild.
Jim in National City.
Look out, man. The next time Pete's out of town, there might be some serious sound effects coming out.
So, hey, without further ado, we should probably talk about the prizes for our Christmas.
Crazy. Huge. Pete, you have brought it. I mean, you put together a list.
A lot of help from our friends.
But you're giving to the listeners, which is awesome. I mean, this is huge.
Yeah.
Thousands of dollars worth of stuff here.
Yeah, so give it to us, Corey.
Well, number one, you want number one or number nine?
Start all the way from the top down.
Okay, top, Phoenix Axis. I mean, 820 ml from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, $230 value.
Great boat bait rod, right?
Perfect, yeah. West Coast bait rod, fiberglass and graphite composite. It's the,
a 30-pound, 20 to 30 pounds.
It's a 25-pound rod. It's like the ultimate regular live bait. Go catch a school-sized tuna, yellowtail, go fish with Booger and Captain Brawl and Taro on any of those full-day tech trips. Yeah, just a great all-around 8-foot live bait rod.
With the Chovy around?
Send it.
Yeah,
for sure. Okay, and number two is a really special prize.
Yeah, this might be my favorite.
Yeah, it could be the grand prize, but there's a lot of grand prizes, right?
They're all grand prizes.
A pizza party for 20. I mean, at your own home in San Diego County, and it's brought to you by Dan's Pizza Company.
Yeah.
$500 value.
Captain Dan's.
Dan Walsh.
Yeah, Dan Walsh. Great guy. And I went to, he had a pizza party yesterday at Tommy Gomes' place. Yesterday, Tommy Gomes had an open house down there at Tunaville. And
I missed the message.
I went down there and checked it out, and Dan does a great job. His pizzas are super good, too. I'm happy to sample some. But they're super good. So thanks to Dan for volunteering that and to doing that. And so somebody's going to have a party, which is super cool.
Yeah, if you only have 19 buds, you can, or 18 buds, you can call Corey and I. We'll have to fill in the last two.
For sure.
I'll be there.
All right.
And so number three, a Shimano Torium, $250.
It's a Torium 20. Torium is right there.
Torium 20 HG, a fantastic reel. Again, what more do you say about that? The perfect reel for fishing surface iron or live bait. It's a reel you'd fish anywhere from 25 to 40-pound test on. Awesome. Just shy of $300 value, an awesome reel.
How about it, man? It's perfect for the surface iron setup I want to get going, right? Exactly.
Yeah.
And so number four, Shimano Speedmaster.
It's a 25, two-speed.
A fantastic reel. Again, $380 value, a reel that you can go out and you could deep drop for your big bluefin. You could drop or loop for yellowtail. Makes a great reel for all that 100-pound-plus fish we've been catching. Another just fantastic prize to add to someone's arsenal.
Crazy. Number five, look at this package, man. This is crazy. You put together some really cool stuff. Several spools of Seaguar Gold fluorocarbon, my absolute favorite. Two Michael Seawald photographs signed and titled.
Oh, that's cool.
Right? With a bunch of Gamakatsu hooks and an Aptco lure package. Is it all worth $300?
It's all together.
Probably over the top of that.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah, for sure. Michael Seawald, super cool.
Super neat stuff. If you go on a website, seawald.com, go visit his studio in Encinitas and check out his art, his photographs. He's been so generous to us, and we want to thank him for doing that.
Seawald spelled
S-E-E-W-A-L-D.
See the world, as Michael Seawald says it.
For sure.
Right, exactly. So number six, Bill Varney's Surf Fishing Kit, which includes autographed book, surf fishing ID card, and Gamakatsu Duracent, plus a $300 shopping spree at Aptco.
How about that?
Man. That's some good stuff.
What route do you go there with Aptco? You know, all the jigs and lures,
so
you go foul weather gear, do you buy a bunch of, you know, I mean, you could buy a super crazy high-end $300 jacket or just totally outfit your wardrobe with all the regular killer board shorts and shirts. Like, that's a rad prize.
So I buy a bunch of lures.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, they got all the
carbon, everything.
Yeah, sun shirts, I love it.
That's a really cool one.
And you know their new shorts and pants? Have you checked them out?
They have
brand new shorts and pants, and I used to travel with their old long pants, you know. The new pants, I call them travel pants, are fantastic.
Okay.
They're really great.
I wore them on the boat just a couple days ago.
Yes.
Is that the honcho?
Super nice.
Or the honcho?
Maybe,
Their stuff is
super nice stuff. Yeah.
Next one, number seven, Costa. Costa jumping in with a $300 gift certificate. Go on their website. And you can choose whatever you want. Step into Fisherman's Landing, try on the one you want.
Yep.
$300. That's $300. Number seven. Number eight, full-day trip on the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing and a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing.
One on each. You can go fish the San Diego one day and then fish the Liberty one day.
Exactly.
Catch some yellow.
Matt Brawley had a few words to say about that yesterday. I heard that.
And then a special bonus prize.
That was so cool.
Donated by Alex Renza Paris, the sports barber. Yeah. Tell us about it, Rick.
Uncle Al, man. There's nobody that knows every single local stone in Dana Point like Uncle Al. Al's the sports barber.
What does he fish like 3-4 times a week, probably?
I'm sure.
He knows all the calicos by name up there.
He runs a Facebook group called Calicos Only. He's a diehard nut for it. You know, multiple big fish, multiple double-digit fish, put a lot of people on double-digit fish, and is just an absolute nut for calico bass fishing, and a great friend of the show, and just a great guy. He's a CCA member, and he has the sports barber, a great barbershop in Dana Point. And
yeah, where the boys and you get your haircut.
Totally. First haircut.
I go getting my haircut, but that's kind of out of my zone.
Yeah. First haircut for both the boys was Uncle Al making sure that I knew that right away, that like, hey, man, just letting you know, I'm first up, when you're ready.
Absolutely.
So we made the run up the hill. But Al is a fantastic calico bass fisherman and a huge friend of the show. And he heard there was a Christmas Spectacular, and he sent a message yesterday saying, hey, man, I want to donate a half-day guided trip for calico bass fishing with the sports barber. So you're going to get to jump up and get on his rig, and you'll go fish the local stones. And
Pretty cool.
Yeah, Al listens to the show when he's on the water most weekends, and we always get a text message from him, and, you know, might be Benny or it might be Alex or one of the boys holding up a calico bass letting us know, hey, they're biting this morning. And I think it's a cause to make me a little jealous, and it works.
Oh,
but a very, very cool trip. Half day going fishing with Uncle Al.
So generous.
Good hearted guy.
Going fishing on his boat with the man, Uncle Al, Al Sports Barber.
Yeah,
for sure.
Super cool.
Dana Point.
Knows every rock on the bottom in Dana Point.
And I'll bet he's using the MC swim baits too.
Possibly.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well,
super good hearted guy.
All right. So, Rick, tell us how we get through.
It's going to be a very busy morning. It is. It's spectacular.
In fact, George, our streaming guy and phone guy, says right now we're getting 2 to 3 calls coming in per second. He monitors the calls.
It grew to be slightly worrisome as last year there was a peak where so many calls flooded in at the same time that we crashed the system.
I think 2 years in a row.
Yeah, so it's been beefed up since then. So knock on wood that we go through slide. But it's a very busy morning. It's a very fun show. And just like you were saying, Pete, it's about you guys. It's about our callers and our listeners and the fun and all the crazy antics. And if you want to join in the fun, the way you do it this morning is to give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, the number 213-432-1090. That's how you call in and reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. And it's going to be a busy morning. It's going to be busy on the phones, but those opportunities will come through.
Be nice to JP.
Yeah.
He's our man.
JP is standing by. The phones are 100% packed right now, but we're going to be going through a lot of calls today. We're going to get you in there again. 213-432-1090. The other option, as always, is to text the show, and you can certainly text the show via the Let's Talk Hookup app. I will warn you, I am probably not going to read your jingle on the text. I think it's awesome, and I think it's killer. I'm not a good jingle reader, so maybe Peter Corey might step in and grab one. But again, the text is always open, and we always say the same thing. It's not only raps and poems and jingles. It's great tips. It's great stories. It's great takes on the show. And whatever your text is, obviously I say that joking. You send whatever you want, and we would love to read them on the air. If you want to send us a text, it's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. That's a free download. Just like we said at the beginning of the show, Let's Talk Hookup will always be on the Let's Talk Hookup app in its entirety. It is the best way to listen to the show. It's the easiest way to listen to the archive shows. It's the easiest way to follow up with it the next day or during your work week through the Let's Talk Hookup app, and it's the only way that you can send in your text questions. As always, especially with so many insane prizes, make sure you include your contact info. Just your name and your phone number along with your text in case you win one of these 9 amazing grand prizes. We want to make sure to get it back to you. So, again, on the text via the Let's Talk Hookup app or on the phones, 213-432-1090 is how you reach. It's going to be a very busy morning. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, reading your text. You stay tuned. It's going to be a fun one. It's the Christmas Spectacular. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sports Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surgeon Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at SearchersportFishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's SearchersportFishing.com. Look forward to welcoming you aboard.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-style metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. AFCO's Crossbreed Jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. AFCO's Crossbreed Jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on AFCO.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Here it is, the Christmas Spectacular. Having a great time here this morning. I don't know that it's all that necessary to read the phone lines again because they're so packed up, but I do want to make sure that you get them in case you're trying to get through. It's 213-432-1090. As we said, JP, very, very busy morning this morning. Have some patience. We're going to get you through, man. It's going to be a fun morning.
Yeah, for sure. All right, well, let's jump into the phones, Rick.
They are very, very jam-packed, and we've got we're going to start it off up in Anza this morning, and we got Dave from Anza getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Listening to you here from San Antonio, Texas, here for the holidays with family. Got a quick song for you, so here goes. You better go out, you better not wait. Grab a sardine and hook that bait. It's time to go out fishing right now. There's whooping lobster catching calico bass. Those big tuna will kick your ass. It's time to go out fishing right now. You'll catch them when you're trolling, sometimes on a bright jig. Well, hold that rod really tight, cause the fish get mighty big. I'm leaving on a sport boat Friday night. I sure hope the fish all bite. It's time to go out fishing right now. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah. Well, that's a good one there. And we're having some audio issues on the Facebook and YouTube Live, but that sounded very, very good. Excellent job.
Merry Clearly Christmas a lot of work put into that one, Dave. Yeah. Nice job. Well
nice
done.
Nice job. Merry Christmas to you, Dave.
Hey, well, while we're working on that, I wanted to read a fun text.
Yeah, please.
That'll also allow Pete to push some buttons while I'm doing
that.
and this is
right back.
Good morning, guys. I'm so excited to listen to the annual Christmas Spectacular. Just wanted to express many thanks to you and all your guests this year. Listening to everyone like Gavin and Matt, Benny and Dwayne, Ron, Art, Eric and Cal, just to name a few, has really helped me increase my success and knowledge on the water, and I can't thank you all enough. A very Merry Christmas to everyone and Happy New Year, and that's from Colin in Chula Vista. And Colin, man, our pleasure to get to do it. We get the coolest job in the world. We just get to hang out and talk to buds and, you know, have a fun show like that, and it's very nice of you to say, and I totally agree, man. Pretty cool what Pete you've been able to do for us all and bring all these people together and
well,
bring so much info.
Us as a team, man. It's all about that. It's a team, and thanks to you, Ricky and Corey, for all being here. And of course, when one of these teams is not here, Brandon Bono steps in.
The world's greatest.
The world's greatest and the most coiffed of all of us,
right.
For sure. That's for sure.
Which is saying something, because it's very difficult to have somebody that could beat Corey in the hairstyle department, but yet we figured it out with Brandon. I mean, that's really, really saying something. I mean, one of the best hairs in the industry, Corey Sandin, and yet toppled by the world's greatest fisherman, Brandon Bono.
Well, yeah, absolutely. There's no question about that.
I don't know if that's a compliment or a...
Yeah. It's a little bit of both. You know,
I'll take it.
Yeah, a little from column A, a little from column B.
For sure. All right. Well, let's try and jump back in the phones and see if we can get this thing to work.
You got it, buddy. How about this time we talk to Sean, and Sean's calling us from Lomita this morning. Good morning, Sean. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. I got a great poem. Oh, here it goes. "'Twas the night before Christmas and my five-day trip. I packed up my car, careful not to break tips. I loaded my tackle in the dock box with care in hopes the Polaris was fueled in there. The rod holders and racks were all stacked up with gear while visions of foamers danced in my beer. We in our stateroom and the bridge was the cap. We had just settled down for a short bumpy nap. When out on the deck, I heard such a clatter. I hopped from my bunk to see what was the matter. I raced to the rack to grab my best rig, a Talica 20 with my favorite knife jig. Over the rail, my jig went. With the wind in my face, two colors of line, I was in the right place. I put my reel in the gear, and it suddenly became tight. It started taking out line. Oh, man, what a fight. And what should my wandering eyes should appear but a circling bluefin tangled in gear? I hollered for help, and the crew came right quick. I knew in an instant it was Rock Hot Rick. As I glanced down the rail, the rods were all bent. Pushed to their limits, the anglers were spent. On Shimano, on Accurate, on Akuma, Pen Fathoms, on CalStars, on Seekers, on Spectra and Fluorocarbon. When the battle had ended, there were some personal bests. I returned to my bunk for some needed rest. As I lay there thinking about this great bite, Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Oh, wow. Dude, again,
really good.
That's a lot of work.
Really good. That was a 5-star in my workbook for sure. That was a great job. Merry Christmas to you, Sean. Appreciate that very, very much, and really, really a good effort there. No doubt about it. Yeah. So and you want to try another one on the phones?
I think we should. I mean, that was a great one.
Yeah, I'm apologizing. So best thing to do right now is put on the Let's Talk Hookup app for some reason. If you want to watch and then listen on the YouTube on the Let's Talk Hookup app and watch us on YouTube, Facebook Live, for some reason our audio is coming through, but the audio on our callers or our commercials is not coming through. So we're working on trying to figure that out.
So when you say that, that's on 1090 only?
No. So you can hear us on the stream on our app.
Okay.
It's only on YouTube and Facebook.
Okay.
That's happening.
Okay.
So you can hear us on the stream, but you can hear us on 1090, but you can't for some reason hear the caller audio or the commercial audio on YouTube and Facebook.
We keep saying it. Just go to the app.
Just go to the app. Yeah. So not sure what's going on, but we're working on trying to figure it out.
It's live radio, man.
I was just going to say that's what I was doing. And if you tune into the live broadcast, you'll see us sometimes get to the phones where we're checking for the text or things like that. But I was just checking with Dallas, who she's listening on the app, and said the same thing, that the app was fine.
App is fine.
Yep. Yeah. So I think that's
app is where to go.
Yep. No doubt about it. Well, hey, with that, let's jump back into those phones, and again, if you want to get through, it's 213-432-1090. Let's talk to Hills. Hills is calling us from Ventura this morning. Good morning, Hills. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Somebody hold Rick's finger, the buzzer finger, for 1 minute here. And anyway,
you're good, buddy.
Here we go. Pete Gray, the radio reindeer, has a very fishy show. And if you ever heard it, you would even say, I know. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Captain came to town. Peter, with your show so bright, won't you film my trip tonight? Now all the landings love him, and they shouted out in glee, Pete Gray, the radio reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Oh,
Merry Christmas all over the world.
Never getting the buzzer on that one, Hill.
Yeah, no, that's a good one, Hill.
The perfect length.
Yeah, and hey, I figured out the audio on YouTube, so we're
okay.
Good.
Hey, all right, beat nice going.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but for some reason this one got turned down. But we're good there. Merry Christmas to you, Hills, and great job.
Brings up a great point, just like Corey said. Everybody has put so much hard work into that. It's clear. You know, that's awesome. And obviously, very stiff competition, the three. Short and sweet, kind of always the best. You know, you don't want to go too crazy. We didn't really get a chance to mention that. Like, I joked about the buzzer. Never want to buzz somebody that put all that effort into it. But it is a short radio show, quick and to the point, as Pete always likes to say.
That is it for sure. And, there's some really good text. So I'm going to read one here. Because this is a good one. And it's from Cliff and Blossom Valley. And it's a Christmas public message, which I think is important because I still haven't done it. I don't know. You have done it.
I don't know.
As I submit, as of January 1st, all ages, including old guys like me, need a boater ID card if driving a boat. The Harbor Police told me that they can confiscate the boat if no ID. Three Harbor Police cars were in Dana Landing giving out info. The test takes several hours, and there is a free class on Boat US. Class takes over 3 hours. You can do it over several days. Ridiculous. But
thank you.
That's all I have to say is
thank
ridiculous.
You.
Thank you, California, Gavin Newsom, or whoever's in charge of that. I think I shouldn't say it's ridiculous.
Well,
because
there are
places that it's really, really good.
There are some you wish to have.
But,
right?
I mean, you and Corey, Rick, you and I have been driving boats since we were
decades.
Little kids, right?
Yeah.
And you should be able to prove some sea time and not have to spend several hours doing this to prove that you can drive a boat.
I agree.
Now, on the other hand, there are a lot of people that get behind the wheel of boats, especially with some of these clubs and stuff like that, that have no business being behind the wheel of a boat.
Well,
so I think it's on some sides it's a good thing and some sides it's
I agree
not.
With you 100%,
yeah.
But there's a small part of it that is also going with, well, the full gamut goes with even jet skiers. You're operating any motorized device on the water, it's necessary.
Yes.
I grew up at the school of dad and grew up, you know, around boats.
Yeah.
You know, I was lucky enough to do that my whole life. And it's wild to me. It's wild to me.
Do you have it?
No, I don't. Like,
yeah. Do you have it, Corey?
I have a 1-year-old and a 3-year-old. You think I got an extra 4 hours to hang out and take a
Dude.
Course for a boater school? Like, that's not
I
even a.
Guess we're gonna
that's
have
not even
to
a,
do it.
That's
we're
not
gonna,
even a possibility.
But they're
for me
gonna
right
start.
Now.
Apparently, they're saying that they're gonna start enforcing this.
Yeah.
So
I have a friend, Tom Hansis, that just went online and did it, and he's not even done, and he's already 3 hours into it, and has a couple more sessions. He said it's about 8 hours worth of it's an entire
so
day.
How do you do it? Do you go online and you
yes,
have to
he,
do,
he went
do
to the government website and then it directed him to several options.
Now he says like boat you and now Cliff, thanks for this.
Yeah, great call, Cliff. Totally.
It's really good stuff.
We're not hating on you. I just hate you have to do it.
But he said that you can that they have a free class on Boat US.
Well, so Tom said they requested a $5 to $20 donation to a charity, you know. So
yeah.
I mean that's very small.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm already over it.
Right? And $20 to the state, by the way.
Oh, thank you very much, Dave.
Yeah.
More money for Gavin.
Yeah, right?
Great.
Exactly.
all right.
Thing.
You want to get through? There's actually a line open right now. 213-432-1090. By the way, for those callers that are calling, and we'll let you know next weekend what that number is, there'll be a new phone number into the fan for calling in. And we'll give that to you next week. But that 313-432-1090 will no longer work, but our new number for the fan, because you'll be calling the fan, will work starting January 4th.
And we'll do our best to keep you updated on social media Absolutely. Throughout the week and that yep. kind of stuff also. Yep. So.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I got to get to that.
All good. Well, hey, we've been having fun here. How about we read a great text message that came through, and this was from Isabel from San Diego. It says, good morning, guys, and Merry Christmas. What was Rick, Corey, and Pete's highlight catch of the season, and also maybe something you learned via the show over the 2024 year? And I thought that was a fun text from Isabel. Corey, what you got a highlight from your season this year?
Off the top of my head, King Salmon and Queen Charlotte.
You had a great trip.
The beauty, the fish, the harvest, everything about it, man. Nothing better than a wild king salmon.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that rival, but
but it's pretty cool and delicious. And you are a master smoker.
Oh, I don't know.
I will say that. Gus?
Oh,
I don't think you're not
okay.
there yet.
Okay.
You're not there yet to Gus, but you're pretty darn close.
Watch out, Gus.
All right. You're pretty darn close. Yeah, there for sure. What about you, Ricky?
I hate to be corny, but man, it's the truth. And everybody said it it was fishing with my boys this year. Absolutely. Wyatt anyways. We've got a fun routine that maybe once every couple of weeks we go down to our boat, which is we keep up Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We go to Seaforth. We get some ghost shrimp. We throw a little bit of ghost shrimp in the water. Hopefully we catch a few spotties, a couple calicos. He's so into it. I mean, Wyatt is as much into running around the boat, honking the horn. His most favorite thing is trimming the motor in and out of the water. I think he'd rather trim the motor all the way up and all the way down than fish. As soon as he gets on the boat, that's what he wants to do. But fishing-wise, we caught several spotties and calicos and whatnot together. And dude, it's what everybody says. It instantly becomes your favorite. I had a good year this year. We caught some nice bluefin. We had some great yellowtail trips to the islands, but I think Bay Bass with my boy takes it this year for sure. This was the first year that he was kind of old enough to get
back into it.
We caught fish the year previous, but this is the first time he's old enough to really cast and hook one on his own, and I would say that's been my favorite.
All right, that's cool.
What about you, Pete? You got a favorite from this year?
It has to be fishing on my new Steiger craft over at the Coronado Islands this year.
Oh.
I had several great trips, a couple standouts too, catching some bluefin as well as yellowtail at the islands, with the islands in the backdrop there, with my buddy Ron Lane and my buddy Larry and my friend Mark and several other people going out there. But love that new boat. It's a really great boat. And I got a little but that yellowtail fishing at the islands, it was like old school. It was like the stuff I used to remember that I used to just love to do. And we haven't seen that yellowtail fishing in many,
decades.
Many years. Yeah, for sure. By the way, I have a little story on the so Ron and I, Ron Lane from Fastlane, and I surf a lot together out at Point Loma, and we take the Steiger out there, and we did that on Wednesday when the pea soup fog was in. And the good news is there wasn't a lot of people out there. It was only one other boat because it was thick. I mean, it was super thick. But that Raymarine radar that is so giant on my – that giant Raymarine radar came in so handy. That radar – is unbelievable.
Really?
I've never seen a radar produce an image like that. You can even see the waves. We rounded the corner, the waves show up as a red line on the radar.
Wow.
And boat,
really?
And when you pass a boat, when you pass a buoy, it's green. When you pass a boat, it's red. Super cool.
It's
unbelievable. And the clarity of that image on that Raymarine radar, nothing's rivaled anything. I've seen a lot of radars over the year.
Sure.
This one is like 10 times better than anything I've seen.
Sounds incredible, because typically they're all the same color, the waves, the boats, the buoys.
Yeah. I was looking, what are those red lines? Oh, those are the waves.
Wow,
we're
going to
catch some surf here.
How cool.
That's awesome.
So you're going to catch some of the 8 to 12 footers today?
No. You know, 2 to 4 is about my limit these days, so that's about as far as
Cowabunga.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones. I know there's very patient callers. The lines are packed up again, so let's do it.
Ryan in Irvine is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Brian, thanks for joining us this morning.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's, guys. I got a little fun jingle I'd like to sing for y'all. Here it goes. We wish you a Merry Fishmas, and a whole lot of gear. Good biting to all, no fish do we fear. Good biting for Fishmas and throughout the new year. So bring me some jigs and swim baits, for the tuna so near. Merry Christmas, everyone, and don't forget to renew your annual fishing license.
Yes, indeed. Hey, yeah, right on, thanks Ryan. For that. And, of course, it is a 365-day-a-year fishing license now, so
make sure. Hallelujah.
And do they send you an email or some kind of notice when your license is almost up?
Depends on if you gave them your email address when you bought your license. Uh-huh. And I know that sounds dumb, but, I mean, it depends on how you did it. There's, like, an option when you're renewing or selling somebody a license. And if you do, then they will send you an email. Otherwise, you know, you're...
That's the disadvantage of the new 365. Exactly. Is you got to remember when you, and if they don't send you the email, you got to remember that you got to renew it.
It's so funny that you say that. I'm like the only guy that was still in camp for, like, I just liked it the way that it was because I always bought it in January and I always knew it was due in January. And you should still do that. But, like, again, this year, boys, busy time. Like, I don't think I bought mine last year until, like, the beginning of March. And so now it's like, okay, wait, because you can't buy it. You have to buy it within a month of it, I believe, of it expiring. Like, so you can't just, like, randomly decide today, like, well, I want to be safe, I want to cover it. So if you have more than a month existing,
they won't allow you.
You can't, like, start anew yet. So, yeah. But yeah, like you say, you just keep track. The easiest thing would be if you got it in January, no, or just make sure. And I'm sure you could update your profile on the CFW website.
Send you a reminder.
Well, as long as you do that, as long as your email address is attached to your, you know, basically your file, then you're going to be fine. And I'm sure that's doable. If anybody could update it, you could certainly do it by coming to the landing. You know, I mean, I can do that for you. Anybody that's got a machine can do it. But if they don't have your email, they don't really have a way of updating it.
I wish when I was in my teens and early 20s, I saw the lifetime license was like $450.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
You've done that.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I did not.
Yeah, I didn't either. Yeah.
I think I haven't looked in a while, but the last time I looked, it goes on like a sliding scale. Like if you buy a license for somebody who's below 16, meaning like they're not going to use that for a few years, it's quite a bit lesser expensive. Like I'm definitely planning on doing that for both the boys. But you know, you would buy it now. Well, they're not going to be 16 for another, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
13 years kind of thing. So, but if you buy it before they're a fisherman, or a license, you know, neater, it's a lot lesser of an expense.
Something to look into.
But I like it. Yeah, I think it's a good call.
So let's jump back on the phones. They're packed up and they have some good stuff for us.
Jody Vista, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Jody.
Hi guys. I have a little poem for you. Again, I'm going to keep a short please. There is a show most fishermen know. Every Saturday and Sunday, they tune in asking questions to see who will win. It all started with Pete and Marty. Then later came Corey and Rick, too. Well, who knows how long it would last. After 33 years, they're still having a blast. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from an innocent bystander.
Very nice, Jody. Thanks very
that's
much.
Cool, Jody.
Yeah. Appreciate that
great
very
job.
Much.
It was all actually right. Rick and then Corey.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, but Rick's been here behind the scenes almost as long as I have. So
incredible.
He was behind the scenes when he was 13 years old. So
been a fun ride.
Yeah.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt about it.
Over, and you're how old now?
42,
and you were here at 13?
Yeah.
That's incredible, Rick.
Do the numbers, right?
That's crazy.
It's a long time.
Since Marty Milner did.
Yeah. Hey, Joshua in Harbor City has it. It's going to be. He sent a little note here that says it's going to be different. Not turning my AM radio on the weekend mornings, but Let's Talk Hookup app will be getting more action in 2025. Happy holidays! Best AM radio show ever on earth, and thanks for that.
That's
and
cool,
of course, since the days of AM radio, we've morphed on several stations and several changes over the 33 years that we've been on the air, and now we're going back to FM. And it's funny that. that they don't even, some cars don't even make AM radios anymore. They don't even have AM radios. I'm an AM guy. I mean, sure. We've been on AM for a long time, and it's all good. But to be back on the FM and back on a super popular station like the Padres station is just going to be fantastic. So 97.3. But that being said, it's all morphed into the app and the streaming and YouTube and Facebook Live. So reminder, that's from Sean in Harbor City there. If you're in Harbor City, listen to 10:90 a.m. You're not going to be able to get the fan. You will have to tune in on the app or YouTube and Facebook.
There are so many ways that you can catch the show now. And I get it. Like, we're fishermen. Not one of us is, like, the tech-savvy people. Like, 90% of the people that are listening are like, oh, man, here we go. But, I mean, with all of the thing, all the Alexa devices that exist now and all the Bluetooth things, like, there are so many ways that you can do it. And if you can't, you can literally get an Alexa and ask it to, you know, to play 97.3 the fan, whatever it might be. Like, it's just not too tough. The app is where it's at. If you haven't already, it's the easiest thing. You download it, you push a button, you get to listen to the show, whether it be live or pre-recorded. It's the way to do it. And I promise it's easy. It really, really is
easy.
Yeah. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup for you. More of your phone calls, more of your
catch reports.
We got catch reports and more. Yeah. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup. It's Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Gamakatsu is not just all about hooks. There's so much more, including the new Gamakatsu fillet knives. Once you try one, you'll always want more. The new tools are also very special, including the Gamakatsu braid scissors made with ceramic blades so they'll never rust. Check out the new lineup of shirts and hats. And, of course, Gamakatsu fishing pliers and boxes are amazing. Gamakatsu, much more than just the best hooks. Get them at your local tackle shop or at gamakatsu.com.
It's time for the PowerPro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
Talk about great stuff by Shimano, and let's talk about the difference. Since we're giving away a Torium reel, let's talk about the difference between a Torium and a Trinidad.
That was one of the best moves Shimano ever made, was introducing the Torium line of reels. Trinidad is the flagship. It's the highest end technology. It's a cold forged frame. They basically take a chunk of metal and they squeeze it into a really dense, smaller chunk of metal, and then they machine that out. And it's the most rigid frame that exists. And rigidity is where you keep a lot of your power. It's not flexing under power. And so that's Trinidad. And that's what you're paying for at the higher cost.
Yeah, double the price of
amongst other things. Then they introduced Torium. Torium has, I mean, virtually 90% of the same guts from Torium to Trinidad. Half the price, a ton of performance. You use a frame construction that's lesser expensive for them to produce, which allows us to get to buy the reel for a lot cheaper. In a minute amount, it has a little more flex than a Trinidad. Obviously, the reel is half the cost.
But you probably wouldn't notice much.
You only notice it under, like, the most extreme conditions. Heavy drag, heavy line,
still
things
casts
like that.
Amazing.
Fantastic. Yeah. Drags, gears, guts, free spool, lightweight, fit in your hand. Handle comfort. It's awesome. The Torium is the best reel for the budget, period.
Yeah, for sure. So check it out. The Torium series of Star Drag reels at your local Shimano dealer.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com for you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're having a great time here. The Christmas Spectacular is in full swing. The lines are packed. The techs are full. Having a great time with you boys here.
Yeah, for sure. And time to find out what's biting.
It is time for the Catch Sport, which today is sponsored in part by our friends at Summit Gasoline. San Diego Sports Arena is the place to fill up your car, your truck, or your boat with the lowest in gas and diesel prices. Did you know that Summit is also the place to get the lowest prices on ice and snacks for your trip? I can't ever get over this. 25 cents for your first 5-pound bag of ice. That is not a gimmick. It's not a fake. It's not a one-time thing. You can roll into Summit and get a 5-pound bag of ice for 25 cents or $3.99 for 25 pounds. That's as many as you want. Most places are double that price, and they do 20 pounds, not 25 pounds. Again, $3.99 for 25 pounds of ice, as much as you want. That's half the price of the others. Plus, you get 100 pounds of ice for free with a 35-gallon fill. They have Kirkland products at lower prices in the store that makes them. Dozens of great snacks for just 89 cents and much more. It's Summit Gasoline, free ice for Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always the lowest prices at the San Diego Sports Arena. We got the man, Captain Brian Woolley from Dana War Sport Fishing, is standing by right now. What's up, Woolley?
Good morning, Woolley.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, all that fun stuff.
You too,
good,
buddy.
Good stuff this morning, man.
Yeah,
it's
fun.
It's been good. You know, some years past, you're like, all right, who's going to step up? You've got some solid ones this morning. It's good stuff.
The problem the last few years is trying to decide between that, you know. Like,
but there's 9 prizes.
Yeah, exactly.
And,
yeah.
And Willie, did you hear that? Who threw down one of the big prizes of the year is Sports Barber. Can you believe that?
Nice. Yeah, that was a popular one last year too.
Yeah,
for sure. Good. We'll see Uncle Al out there. Good stuff. Well, hey. Good weather for us this week. We had a little bit of fog. There's some little funky breeze offshore and whatnot, but along the coast here, it wasn't half bad. Our half-day guys focused mainly on the sheephead and the whitefish this week just because water temps, 56 to 58. So with that, the bass fishing was a little trickier, but again, sheephead and whitefish. The bass action that we had this week was on the live bait. We have live anchovy for bait. So the guys, again, that scaled down their line size, fished a light sliding sinker on like a Carolina rig, something that could get that bait down naturally looking, and, you know, good presentation with that where the guys were catching the bass this week. That was really it for the half-day guys. Not super exciting. I mean, they were catching some stuff that had to release, like the rockfish and whatnot, but pretty much kind of what you'd expect with 56 to 58 degree water. Our three-quarter day stuff, we saw more excellent rockcod action out deep on the 14-mile bank. It's been a great opportunity for us, you know, to finally get out and fish that deeper water. The quality of the rockfish out there has continued to be very good. Live anchovies for the people that wanted to fish the live bait did just fine. Solid mixed bags of chilies, bank rockfish, boccaccio went home with our anglers this week. And again, the jig anglers did some serious work too and had no problem catching their limit if they wanted to take home 10 fish. Not a problem there as well. 250 to 400 grams, and the pink and the blue were the hot colors, and then something that resembled a squid, some of that red and pink color, because there has been some squid out there on the bank as well. So those were the colors that worked really good for our guys out there this week. And then we're just gearing up for Halibut Derby kicking off in January. Remember, you can get in on that on any half-day or three-quarter-day trip, or you can come out on the drift trips that we'll have on Fridays. So if you want to come with us this week, with school being out here, reservations would be a pretty good idea, I think. And then just a reminder that we have a 25% off sale on our gift certificates. Those won't expire. They're good forever. The only catch there is they're not good same day, right? You can't roll into the office with your group of 10, buy them right there, and then go fish that same day. But you could buy them today if you wanted to fish later in the week and save yourself a nice chunk of money. So plan accordingly, and we'd love to have you out with us this week. Our number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web at danawarf.com, and we will be closed on Wednesday for Christmas.
Man, awesome. Great, as always, Willie. Appreciate that. Good to hear, and what a great gift too, man. If you're still needing to slide in, get something for a fishing somebody, like a great opportunity to buy trip passes. I think it's a great one, man. Sure, appreciate it, Willie, very much. Have a very Merry Christmas to you,
Merry
and
Christmas
the whole
there,
fam up
Captain
there, Dana.
Brian.
Yeah, give us our best to everybody up there, bud.
Yeah,
awesome. I'll pass it on. You guys do the same. Enjoy your time on Wednesday, and good luck picking winners today.
Thanks, Captain Brian. Just a note, we'll have a new phone number for you January 4th. Same time, of course, for Brian's report on Sunday at 7:45 in the morning. But I'll have a new phone number for you on
perfect
January 4th. So stay tuned.
Good deal.
All right.
All right.
Thanks
guys.
Lee.
See ya.
All right. It's time to hit the surf. Corey's man, Gundy Gunderson. What up, Gundy? Merry Christmas.
Gundy.
Ho, ho, ho. How's it going, guys? Merry Christmas, everyone.
Christmas to you.
Yeah, there's not much to report. You know, cold water, the weather. Another phenomenon that kind of affects the surf in the winter is the squid. You know, there's a lot of squid out in the mud right now, and that kind of draws the fish, the halibut off the beach. We had a slowing in that bite down in San Diego. They scratched a few this week, but it was kind of tough. And then just the barred perch thing is really, really about it. The only other thing I got is, you know, if you got a gift card and you're going to buy something for the surf fisherman, a spring scale, not a digital scale. You know, they make some beautiful digital scales, but I'll tell you what, digital scales just seem to fail you at the worst time, you know. And when you're dragging your stuff down to the beach and beating things up, I think a spring scale is ideal, and it's really nice to have a scale when you catch that really good fish. So that's my little suggestion for the week. But other than that, everyone have a very Merry Christmas, and we'll get back at it after the holidays.
Pretty awesome, Dundee. Yeah, and thank you for all your great surf reports. Corey listens attentively, as we all do. Every time, because he loves the surf. And I had no idea how popular surf fishing is.
It's huge.
It is huge.
Yeah.
I mean, it is enormous.
It's the funnest way to catch a halibut, man.
Oh, yeah. What's better than having your toes in the sand and making a cast? It's so cool.
And coming tight and your rod tip going the other way.
And it's free.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's right. It's elemental, you know. It's very simple. It's just really a hook, a sinker, line, and a rod and a reel, and a little time on your behalf, and that's all it takes.
There it is. Sit in traffic when you get off of work for an hour. You can run down to the beach, and you can fish for 2 hours, then drive home when there's no traffic, man. Let me add it.
And it's a relief, you know.
Yeah.
My buddies all ask me why I don't have gray hair, and I tell them I fish.
Yeah, and that's it. Yeah. Hey, Gundy, Merry Christmas to you, and we'll talk to you next Sunday for our last one of the year. And then, of course, I'll have a new phone number for you, too. His Gundy's report will stay the same starting January the 4th. It's just he'll have to call a different number. Hey, thanks, Gundy.
Right on, guys. Merry Christmas.
All right. See you, Gundy. All right, that's going to wrap up our catch report. We want to remind you the 2025 CCA Sport Fishing Calendar, it is out right now. You can find it in your local tackle shops. You can find it at the landings. It's full of the amazing photographs, the best tide charts, important dates on trips, and also little tips on how to make you a better angler. You can find it today at a store near you. You can order it online at surffishtackle.com.
Pretty much sold out this year. Have them still?
We've got a few at the shop. I haven't grabbed for the uncles yet, and if I don't, I'm going to be in serious trouble.
Yeah,
so.
Bill told me they're sold. He has none left.
Wow.
Yeah, so better grab them while you can at the tackle store if you want one. Hey, let's try and sneak in another one before the top of the hour break here.
How about we talk to Derek, who's calling us from Lake Elsinore this morning. Derek, thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Derek?
I just had a quick story. It's one of my grandpa fishing stories. I don't know if you all remember when you were young and I was about 6 years old, and I got a brand new pair of rubber boots with the wool lining, and super excited to go fishing. And next morning, we go out to Santee Lakes, and I'm stepping in every puddle around, and Grandpa sets up the poles and starts to bend, and he says, "Hey, come down, reel it in." So I go down next to the shore at Santee Lakes and start pulling on it, and next thing I know, I'm in the drink. I fell into the lake, and I open up my eyes underneath the water, and here comes a trout swimming right towards my face, and it disappears. And I'm like, "What the heck's going on?" I stand up out of the water. He reeled in the fish before he pulled me out of the water.
Way to go, Grandpa.
And I go,
That's funny, Derek.
That's a good story.
Funny. Go from being so excited to wearing your new boots and fishing to now I'm sitting in the front of his old Fairlane with the heater on with a tarp over me, naked, trying to dry out with all my new boots on the hood and my clothes.
That's hilarious.
Clothes off, drying.
Grandpa knew you were safe. But the trout was more important at that moment.
That's great.
Merry Christmas to you, Derek. Great story.
I love it, man.
Yeah, really good story. And that's an example. You don't have to have a poem. You don't have to have a song. You can have a great story that makes us laugh like that.
Yep.
And,
you said it best, man. Yeah. No doubt about it. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. It's the Christmas Spectacular. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
It may be winter in Southern California, but those of us who live here know it's a great time of year to go fishing, and certainly not time to put your gear away. This is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing, in Mission Bay, the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. This is the ideal time for bay bass fishing, and I get the inside scoop from Johnny. Heck, he will even rent you one of our killer blue skiffs. This is also a good time to go work on your reels, and Doug is the man for that job. If big largemouth bass are your bag, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. They have all the right stuff and live bait for a perfect day on the lake. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is super cool too, for both freshwater and saltwater tackle. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is on Broadway and Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing LA has to offer: 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to LA's finest open party fleet, including Overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
It's time for the PowerPro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
Season long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cate and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3, and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.